The John Egging Trust was established back in 2011 following the death of my late husband, Flight Lieutenant John Egging, who flew with the Red Arrows. And being back in Bournemouth today, it's really all about, you know, looking back and, you know, valuing what we've achieved over those last 6 years, but also looking forward to our plans for expanding and reaching out to even more young people across the country.
You mentioned it was set up after your husband John sadly died in that tragic accident 6 years ago. What was the main reason behind the launch?
Back in 2011, there was such an outpouring of grief down here in Bournemouth, and I was, you know, with everyone else that day on the beach watching the Red Arrows flying. And John was a person who was inspirational in his own right. You know, we all know that the Red Arrows suit is a magnet and people look up to the Reds. But beyond that, John really believed that young people who are struggling for various different reasons, all they need is that one person, that one moment that can inspire them and make them think differently about their lives and their future. And he, whether it was in his capacity as a Red Arrow or as a, you know, a trained instructor, he did what he could to send that message out. And when he died, so many people that he worked with, he trained, came up to me and said, if there's, you know, anything I can do, let me know. I said, well, actually, this is what John did and this is what he believed in. He helped young people be the best they can be, and wouldn't it be amazing if we could take that concept and make it big?
So from that small seed that was planted 6 years ago when it all was launched, how's the trust grown over the years?
Back in 2012, we developed Blue Skies, which is our intensive early intervention programme, working with young people who aged 13 are in danger of dropping out of education. That programme is based on our pillars, which are inspiration, teamwork and leadership, and ultimately enables young people to develop their skills, stay in education and make the right career choices for them. Through that programme, we've already worked with young people in 15 different counties. Now, back in 2014, we had so many schools coming to us asking to be part of Blue Skies, and we're only able to work with a select number of schools at the moment. But in 2014 we launched our outreach programme. So outreach is a way that any school can come to the John Egging Trust and say that they've got young people maybe struggling with maths or with confidence problems, and we're able to look at our network of volunteers and support them with a programme that the John Egging Trust puts together. Through the support mainly of the military, we've now got 600 inspirational volunteers, you know, drawn from all walks of the military across the country, and it's those inspirational individuals who come on board, support our programmes, and ultimately are the turning point for young people thinking differently about themselves.
So really what you're doing, you're helping the young people then, the teenagers, maybe look to what they could possibly do in the future.
All of our young people are selected because there's something going on in their lives. Some of our young people are facing bullying at school. Some young people are young carers. They go home and they have to make dinner and look after a sick mother or a father or sibling. So these are young people who life, you know, is hard, and to go and do their homework or choose what GCSEs they need to do or even think about what they want to do in 3 years, they're actually not thinking about themselves very much. So we provide the space, we provide the support, which is so essential. Everyone with children out there knows how there's key times in that child's life where if they don't get that support, they might make the wrong decision or even go on perhaps thinking they can't when they can. So we make that difference at vital times in our young people's lives, and the results speak for themselves. For our young people that have gone through our Blue Skies programme, you know, over 50% have a significant increase in their attendance at school. We track their results in English, maths and science, and over 60% make substantial steps up in those three, you know, key subjects. And also confidence is a huge thing. We all know that without confidence, you can't even start in life, really, if you don't believe in yourself. So our young people find it hard to look at someone in the eye at the beginning of the programme or even put their hand up in class. So what I love, my favourite day is when I'm out there with the young people and seeing them at the end of the programme, and I say, what difference has the Trust made? And they said, Emma, I wouldn't be speaking to you like this at the beginning of the programme. And we again rely on our amazing network of volunteers. We had some individuals from Cranwell who were sort of part of the cadet training there, and they come on board and teach our young people about presentation skills. And again, you know, at Marham and all of our other bases, Valley, we also have individuals who come on board and have a specific skill set, like skills in teamwork, leadership, and those individuals adapt those skills for our young people aged 13, and the difference it makes is tremendous. So, you know, just a huge thank you to everyone out there who gives their time so generously to support our young people.
You've also got quite a lot of military partners on board nowadays.
Absolutely. We've now got 15 bases across the UK that we work with, right across, I can't name all of them, but obviously from Linton on Ouse and Leeming across to Valley in Wales and Norfolk and Marham, right down here in Dorset to MOD Boscombe Down, and, you know, fantastically here we also have the opportunity being on the coast to work with some Navy partners. So HMS Sultan provides us with some really key engineering sessions. So beyond that, some of those volunteers in their own time come across and support our young people and do inspirational assemblies, maybe go into schools and work closely with a set number of students to develop their math skills, for example. So we're so grateful for those bases, and we always ask for anyone, if they're interested in becoming an inspirational volunteer, to please go to our website and find out more and sign up.
Now, what sort of fundraising do you do? Obviously, you come along like the Bournemouth Air Festival here, REAT every year, and other air shows, but how do you do your fundraising?
We do rely on donations as well as other income streams, and we have got an ambitious expansion plan. We've grown incredibly fast. Our programmes are always looking for new opportunities, but in order to sustain those programmes and to go into more areas, we're really hoping to launch some programmes in Scotland next year. We obviously really depend on those ongoing supports, and it costs just £32 to have one young person go through one day of Blue Sky. So that's just £32 to take a young person out of school where, you know, class isn't working for them, and to have them spend time with the squadron or be mentored by the catering section, for example. One of our young people from here in Bournemouth wants to go on to be a chef now, having done that at Boscombe Down. So it costs just £32, and if you'd like to be involved either as a volunteer or perhaps look at how you might just help fund one person go through one day, then please go to our website. There's a donate button there, but there's lots of other case studies about the impact of what we do.
And what is that all-important website address? So people can come on board and have a look, like volunteer or donate some money.
Our website is johneggingtrust.org.uk.